HRP2 accumulates during infection, which gives it a high sensitivity, but at the same time the risk of prosone is higher because you will have higher levels of antigen present. And the test on the right side will be based on PLDH or aldolase, which is less prone to a prosone effect, and that's why you see the very strong bands here. Now, what can you do in order to find out if your patient actually has an infection? Because usually you would do this test because you have a suspicion of an infection. You can do microscopy, because in this case the parasitemia will be very high. So your Giemsa-stained thick film will be full of parasite, and even a non-trained technician will be able to detect that. Alternatively to microscopy, what can you do? It was already mentioned in the question actually. You can dilute the blood, because then you will have less antigen and you will avoid